Charles Dickens is, in my humble opinion, as I am no scholar, the finest novelist of our age. As a schoolboy, I daydreamed away the lazy, vacant hours of summer looking out over the North Sea with one of Mr. Dickens's books in my lap. My mind disappeared into the endless stories of crimes, passions, adventures, tragedies, courage, revenge, retribution, and, of course, the thousand or more uniquely individual characters. When he died in 1870, while I was taking my medical studies, I felt as if I had lost a friend. In the years since his passing, I read and reread his stories in the barracks of the Afghan campaign, where my comrades in arms would pass around dog-eared copies of Nicholas or Martin or Bleak House. More than once, I saw tears streaming down the face of a battle-hardened foot soldier of the BEF who one would have thought had a heart of stone. He would be holding the old curiosity shop in his hand, and I knew that little Nell had just died. Now, more than a decade later, I keep my collection of Dickens on my bookshelves, along with my other favourite authors. The books are not as neatly lined up or ordered as perhaps they should be, given that I am a medical man, but it matters not. They are my old friends,